All right, I will call us to order for serving in our capacity as Drainage District Trustees, and we're going to discuss Drainage District Grant Number 5. And who am I going to first? Scott, Darren, who wants to go first?
Well, I've been contacted by Josh Derg, who's here today. He's Vice President of Murray Wise Associates, and he's the one who's brought this request before us. He represents Black Dirt Farms, LLC, which is a property owner in Milford Township. He can explain it better than I can, probably, but their belief is that there's land outside of the district that is surface draining into Grant 5.
Perfect. Josh, we'll go to you. Tell us why we're here.
Okay. I did not have time. I apologize. I traveled outside of Iowa for a but I have some pictures. I have some maps. Aerial imagery maps, and Scott Stelton kind of reviewing through some of the records and looking at some of the maps. I have some of the old original drainage district watershed line maps, including what we've found. Like Scott said, we believe there's quite a bit of surface water that is draining into the drainage district by crossing through the north boundary lines, and therefore outletting south into the district. So it's our belief, and it's just our intent to bring our belief and maybe make a motion to go forward with the possibility of hiring an engineer to look at doing a thorough study to conclude whether these acres are, in fact, what we need to add and annex to the district, or if we need to create maybe a new district, or what it is, the exact problem. I'm not a water engineer. That's why somebody like Brewer or Bill and Perry needs to do a conclusive study. So, in a nutshell, that's why we're here.
And Darren, have you had a chance to visit this particular area based on the information that's been brought to us at this point?
I'm familiar with that area, and I think it's worth questioning.
Okay.
I just found a letter from the attorney back in 2007. I don't know if it's the same issue, Scott. Do you remember?
I wasn't aware of that. Doesn't mean it's not in the record.
Could you just highlight just maybe what is the seem to be the scope of that from just without going through the entire thing?
It references a standard property.
Without a plot map, no.
Right.
That
okay. But has this been a district, though, that we have had potentially some other issues periodically over the last several years?
No. Grant 5, it starts with a tile, but if you come between Ames and Nevada, where you cross over, there's an open ditch on the south side of the road that flows off towards, I can't remember, the farm implement dealers on Highway 30. And that ditch has been the subject of multiple tree removals. IRVM is working out there right now, or has been working to remove trees in the open ditch for, this is the second year, I think, that they've been removing trees out there. And so it's one of our open ditches that may need attention for the open ditch portion, but we're looking at an area well north of where the open ditch begins.
Okay. To add to Scott's point, I mean, about the general maintenance and upkeep of the district, we do a lot with drainage. Being based out of Marion, Iowa, if we're out of Champaign, Illinois, we were very, very familiar and antiquated with drainage. Working with most highly recommended drainage firms here in the state. But it is our belief also, and I want this added to the record, that, and I'm not exactly sure, I have not researched the exact time frame for installation of the interstate, but it's also our belief from the original drainage district watershed lines from when the interstate was constructed, there was a diversion of water potentially from, another natural flow of a particular area to the district here. I don't think that has been conclusively studied or investigated after that fact, but just also let me know, we've worked with the Jensen family, Dennis Smith, all in that particular neighborhood who kind of come to the same conclusion that we have. And just to kind of and make it a simple voice to be heard, you know, our capacity and our familiarness with drainage amongst the state. You know, they said, yeah, please address that in any, you know, written documentation that we need to kind of back up from here forward what we believe is why we're here today. They would certainly be happy to do so.
Now, remind me, Scott, it feels to me like just a couple years ago we took action to separate some property from a drainage district due to the interstate.
Right.
What was that one?
Yeah, that was Grant 13, and the interstate went right almost exactly through the middle of that district.
And so we just
Herod
split
does,
them.
Yeah, Herod does not go through the district. It sits well to the west of the district.
But it may be diverting some water that originally ran to the west.
It could have water running towards the Skunk River that now goes the other way.
Okay. From my perspective, we've got an issue that's been brought to us. It's worth digging in and looking at. I think I would think the most prudent course of action at this point for us is to request a preliminary review, not a full-fledged review at this point, and see what we find, because if we find that we need to annex some property, that's also going to trigger a reclassification of the entire district. I mean, we're talking about some substantial dollars to do something like this.
Because of the size of the district.
Absolutely. But I think the concern at least warrants us bringing in somebody to do a preliminary look and saying, from the LIDAR data that we have, this is what we're seeing. And, you know, last night we had a meeting that ran until about 9 o'clock right here, and one of the things that we're working on, it's more of a repair issue, but while we're repairing it, we're also looking at what the watershed boundaries are, and we're going to annex in 200 acres. Does that sound right from that one?
Yeah.
A couple hundred acres. So it's something that we've done with our last few projects. It's just not something we've done as a standalone project at this point. So if you're okay with that, that's what I would suggest that we move to is a preliminary review, which once we get that preliminary report, that will lead us to, is it worth going down the road of those next steps? Okay.
The number of acres and the capacity of water that's going through there. So, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we're talking something that's probably not going to be a cheap fix. It's probably going to cost a fair amount of money. But it's, you know, our belief for the dollars that are being, you know, taxed and paid to that district, it's worth maintaining and improving while we certainly can.
Do we know how big the tile is now that goes down through there?
It sizes down. When it ends up on Black Dirt Farms, I believe it's a 6 or 8-inch tile, and it goes all the way down to where Scott was alluding to on the open ditch portion just south of the railroad tracks, just west of Lingaway Ethanol. It opens up to, I believe, a 26-inch tile.
Yes,
yeah. Okay.
So it's we have a project just north of Clarion right now. It's running up approximately a mile. My lead, we essentially just went through privately to install a 30-inch tile. And once you run the drainage calculations through these tiles, a 30-inch tile drains a lot of ground, but it doesn't drain, I think, a 30-inch tile the number of acres we're talking here. So it'll, I think, probably be found that there's a substantially good-sized tile needed. And maybe it's just a relief tile, too. Maybe we leave the existing tile in place. I don't know. Not in here.
Right.
Well, either way, you're talking about an improvement now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you go to that and talk about an improvement, which would trigger everything else, we're just backing into it. So we're gonna take a look at what is the appropriate boundary line for the drainage district, and then I would imagine that we'll get the what is the language they like to talk? What kind of rainfall event can be handled in a 24-hour coefficient that can be.
One inch.
Yeah, and what we're finding is most of our districts are somewhere in the eighth of an inch area right now, and we really feel like we need to be about a half inch is kind of industry standard now, as I understand it. So sounds to me like we'll get to all that just by starting with a preliminary review of the watershed boundaries and how much ground is being drained, and then a look at the facilities and are those facilities capable of handling that ground that we're draining. And I could see this being a fairly involved multi-year kind of conversation to get it done. But I think it starts right here.
Nothing like having three of them going at the same time. So
we need to keep as many people mad at us as possible. That's part of the deal.
it's economic development. So just is this something that Kent Rohde's group can handle? And that's, we work with INS out of.
I would start with them. If they certainly, if you have their plate full, I know McClure, Gill, and Bear, there's a host of firms around. I'm involved actually in a project up in Hancock County right now with McClure, which is typically Gill and Bear's kind of territory. Okay. So it really just kind of depends on how full.
Well, I've been really comfortable with,
I have too.
With Rohde and his crew.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never heard anything bad.
Thank you, Matt.
Bring that up here.
2007, it was dense and everything, and the turning.
It's still wet.
Now it's like we're getting into this district. Is that what you're looking at?
Well, the possible rule change, I have, you think, a sample tile.
Scott's going to have to point it out to us.
This is pretty quick.
So just a minute.
And this is the open ditch that's just past Brecky's out there, isn't it? My old the big brick house on Lincoln Road. There's better.
Yeah.
So
it's
an
open ditch starts at Lincoln Highway.
See, this is a little bridge.
We can't say ditch.
Yeah, surface water is.
Well, this is going to be a Sally Ditch.
Well, this is a Sally Ditch.
Dredge.
Dredge ditch.
Yeah,
dredge
ditch. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, remember that. That's right.
Yeah, that's a long ditch.
What is this district right here?
This is where's nothing here.
Oh, so this is the ground that we think maybe is draining.
Right, so about this area. And the interstate came from here, so we may have been in here, although we've got Franklin Point drains that also. Most of this land probably drained this way anyway.
Well, that's actually what I have highlighted right here. Is that the interstate?
It's on here. That may have
And now, reality, with all the rain that we've seen here recently,
it's
a substantial amount of water is a lot more prevalent than in other years, which is creating some issues for our farmers to maintain their productivity.
Well, yeah, the one picture that Darren had, you can clearly see a waterway, and I think it's this one right here. You can clearly see the waterway. Mark Ray goes up here someplace. Maybe is it her? Okay.
It's not a district, but
bring her in.
Good, let's bring her in.
Oh yeah, tell her that we're pulling her into a drainage district. Yeah, she'll be excited about that. That and she's gonna be in the city of Ames. What more can you ask for?
She might be in the city, but
all right, so we're gonna need, if you one of you guys is comfortable with it, we're gonna need a motion to request a preliminary report.
I can scan in the sky. So the solid black line is the district boundary line of section 29 here, just highlighted.
So that's
right here.
Exactly. So what we've kind of just drawn here with ink pen, here again, section 29, half section that we manage, you can see just by natural aerial imagery that got block lines or surface water being diverted into the district. And like we were talking here, it's almost like there particularly was a questionable spot up here on the Black Dirt property where it was like there was a dam almost, he was saying. And I said, well, that's what, in fact, what I've exactly highlighted and drawn a dotted line as if it's a separation of a boundary line, because I've seen it happen two ways where in a heavy rain, all the water goes this way, and I've also seen it where there's been an exuberant amount of rain where it just splits and goes, southwest and then also back to the south.
Tell me where that is on here.
So on this map here, yeah.
Is you can see waterway coming into here.
Right, but then it can go either way.
That's the district boundary, and a lot of the pipeline just came through here. And so I'm very familiar with it. That pond is a lot. It doesn't drain well. It ends up going through this marsh down here, and that's all private tile, so we have control over that.
One thing to add, too, just through visiting some of the local landowners, you know, one of the farms up here is pattern tile, and it was actually outletted into a road ditch, which I don't know what your laws are in Story County. In Wright County, we frown upon it, but it's not totally condemned. And so you have all that surface water basically without a restricted flow valve that's just blasting into the ditch, which then trickles down into here. So we're even adding more water into the natural waterway here.
Where does this marsh drain?
This drains, from my understanding, it goes down to the creek. Let's see.
There's a little creek right by Barilla.
Yeah.
The landscape's right here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see that one all the time.
Because we have a big tile. It's, according to Ralph Lucci, who does a lot of tiling in the area, I'm sure you're familiar. Yeah. We've done a lot of work with Ralph. According to Ralph, there's a big tile that comes up here to this pond that drains this way through the marsh here, which is actually, we've concluded, probably got some plugged tile in there. But this is private.
Right.
And, from here, it drains south down into the creek.
I think it's happened just coming in here and it's pond so high. It's
coming over.
Pushing it.
Now, where is that in relation to Doolittle Prairie? You know, isn't that somewhere?
I think Doolittle Prairie is right here.
You used to take your glasses out there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's where they wanted to build the big mall, was right south of that.
Yeah,
that's
south of that.
Yeah,
so it's right here. And because of the marsh.
Sure.
For the bird.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, so I mean, I would have real interest in looking at what is actually, what is supposed to be draining here and what is actually draining here, and when those two are different, or at least at times different, if you're right about it's, it depends on how much this is ponding as to which way the water's going,
sure.
Then what do we do about that? Do we? Because in my mind, there's two options. If you're worried about this waterway right here, either you're pulling them into the district or you're building some kind of structure to keep it from flowing into that district, right?
And it may even be conclusive, like, I don't know if there's a new district that needs to be even added here. I don't know. It's hard to tell without the preliminary study in front of us. But I can tell you, I've got photos. There's clear evidence, visual evidence, there is water coming this way.
Yeah.
I've had a couple attorneys review it even, and they said,
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you can see it. It's just interesting to me that right there you can see where it's going two different directions, depending on the situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I drew out here.
Right.
I don't know what the, like you say, what the exact cause is. You know, I'm sure the velocity of rain and the amount that we get seems to be ever increasing in today's.
I would think this is right up. What's the guy who comes with Kent? Who was here last night? What's his name?
Oh, the guy with the ponytail. Yeah.
I think something like this would be right up his alley. I mean, I think he'd get fired up about digging into something like that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, if that's the direction we want to head, I'll need a motion from one of you guys to get that preliminary work done.
I will make a motion that we direct the engineer, our engineer, to contact INS to do a preliminary review to see if there's actually acres that need to be added to Grant 5. Granted it to Grant 5.
Perfect.
Second.
Motion and second. The only comment I would have is either to see if there's acres that need to be added to Drainage District 5 or there needs to be some work done to make sure that we only have water from Drainage District 5 in Drainage District 5.
Yeah.
And I think your motion covers both. I just want to make sure we were clear.
Yeah. We want to add anything about the tile that's there because you'd made mention of.
You sure can add anything you want to add. My gut feel is that will be the next step, depending on what the preliminary report tells us.
Let's leave it the way it is then.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. It passes. Darren, we're going to ask you to contact Kent and just get this moving on them. Anything else we need to deal with on Grant 5 today?
Don't believe so.
Josh, appreciate you being here today. Anything you want to add before we close this thing?
No, I'll put the business card off you gentlemen, and that way if you have any questions, Scott's got my contact information.
Okay.
I want to thank you guys for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. These are interesting, if not always pleasant, projects to work on.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And we are adjourned. Josh, thanks. We'll keep you posted as we move through this thing.
Please do.
Yeah.